went to see my physician. He said, you're definitely ill. Then said the nurse, I've seen worse, and the doctor just gave me a pill. Take one of those three times a day, don't ever stop until you're nearly dead or almost. Better keep out of the reach of children. The thing is, there might be some side effects. You mean there probably will? Well, if it's a fact, just come back and I'll give you another pill. On top of that, 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 on top of that. And then he showed me his bill. I popped another pill.
Welcome to When Your Health Matters. Your host is Dr. Richard Huntoon of Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located right here in the Hudson Valley in Newburgh. Dr. Huntoon has been practicing alternative health, utilizing chiropractic and many other alternative health techniques for the past 27 years to support you when your health matters. It's his intention to offer practical advice every week for you to consider and apply in your own life to make your life and the lives of your family and friends healthier and happier. And when you have questions, he'll give you resources to get your health-related questions answered from Doc Rick himself or another expert from the show. Being empowered to make positive health choices before a problem arises is the best way to approach health. And he promises to have information for you every week that will allow you to become proactive and empowered to take control of your health and your life. Doc Rick is grateful you're tuned in today, and your journey will begin after our first commercial break from our generous sponsor.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
I'm here with Bruce Bagan of B&B Pool and Spa Center. We're talking about making home pools and spas green.
As always, it's great speaking with you, Jimmy.
You are the exclusive pool builder that offers the IntelliPool and IntelliSpa.
Jimmy, green is about more than just energy. It's about safety and cleanliness as well.
What makes up an Intelli system?
As far as what's green, it includes a programmable IntelliFlow pump with its built-in shutoff feature that meets New York and New Jersey's requirements for new pools. We use heat pumps that reduce heating costs. We offer solar heating as well. For those people who wish to reduce or eliminate chemicals in the pool, we can install a system that makes their water virtually chemical-free.
Thanks for informing our listeners, Bruce. If you need to contact a pool professional about your pool, call B&B Pool and Spa Center, 787 Chestnut Ridge Road in Chestnut Ridge, and on the web at bbpoolandspa.com, or call 800-594-2137. That's bbpoolandspa.com, 800-594-2137.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Welcome to this week's show, When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. And I'm here with you each week to share some information I feel is important for your health and the health of your family and friends. And when you have questions, I will ask you to go to thealternativehealthcarenetwork.com and consider contacting any of the practitioners listed on the site. Each one of the practitioners offers you a unique opportunity to support you when your health matters. So if we do not answer your questions fully while on the show, please consider contacting any one of us directly for the answers that you seek. My direct phone number is area code 845-561-BACK or 561-2225, or you can email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com. That's D-O-C-R-I-C-K at spineboy.com, and it would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding with the concerns you have regarding your health. And let's face it, our health is our most important asset. It is something that we should be actively taking care of, not passively allowing and then masking with symptom masking medications or having parts of our body removed because they're no longer working the way that they should. I think we should take care of things long before it gets to that. You know the old adage, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, a stitch in time saves nine, and all sorts of fun things like that. So glad that you're here with us today. I appreciate you tuning in. The man behind the scenes that puts these shows together, that helps me discuss these different topics, he's the man who actually comes up with the topics. His name is Mark Sabin. He's sitting in studio with me this morning, and we want to say welcome, Mark, and welcome to When Your Health Matters.
Well, thank you so much, Doc Rick. It's a pleasure to be here and to, you know, talk about what we can do for people to preserve their health, to maintain their health, and to re-achieve health if they've lost some of their health. And one of the things that is at the heart of everything that you do is to do this without having to rely upon prescription medications and surgeries, as you said in the introduction. And, you know, it really is a different orientation because you focus on people's health. And a lot of what's happening in medicine is focusing on people's sicknesses. And so there's a fundamental difference between healthcare from an alternative perspective and the way most modern American medicine is practiced today.
Yes, there is. And it's a question of focus. And what is the focus of the care? Treat symptoms by suppressing them endlessly with medications that lead to other concerns, or locating the cause of the problem and addressing that to restore health. And the question just becomes for the consumer, which would you prefer, masking symptoms or fixing problems?
And really looking and finding out what's underlying the symptoms, what's underlying the condition that a person has is something that you have to pursue in a somewhat different way. And you have ways that you work with people to do that. Now, you know, last week off the air, you and I were discussing some of the recent cases that you've treated. And the stories are really rather remarkable because you've helped people who've had really pretty severe conditions when Western medicine seemed flummoxed. Do you mind sharing those stories?
Love sharing stories. We'll have to change the names to protect the innocent, of course. But no, we can certainly have that conversation.
I mean, there was one person that had a severe liver issue and was taken to a major hospital because their liver was actually failing. And can you tell us what happened and what you did? Because you turned that situation around within a matter of days, I believe.
Well, I was asked by the brother of the person to go with them to the hospital and figure out what was going on while they waited for a liver transplant. I was told that they were in liver failure. They had jaundice. Their skin was yellow. Their eyes were yellow. Their liver enzymes were through the roof. So I went into the patient's room and looked at the blood results that they had for her. And her liver enzymes were the highest I'd ever seen. They were like totally off the charts. So I did the things that I do to reestablish proper communication between the liver and all of its accessory organs and systems, and help the body remove the block that was in the liver and dump the excess. And I asked her to consider coming to me when she gets out, and we'll see what happens. And so I got to meet with the brother of the woman who was in the hospital a couple days later, and I asked him what the outcome was, and he told me that his sister's numbers started coming down relatively quickly and really, really fast, and they were no longer considering a transplant for her. They were talking about discharging her and allowing her to go back to her home.
That's really quite amazing, because I mean, if you are sitting there and you're waiting literally for a liver transplant at the moment that you're in the hospital, and then you're able to come in there, and as you said, it was opening communication between the rest of the body system, and there was something that was blocking that communication, which was causing the liver to, I guess you might say, back up and not do its job.
That's exactly right.
Wow, that's amazing. How often do you encounter situations when patients aren't able to get the help they need from doctors and hospitals?
Well, it's only as often as they choose to ask me for a second opinion and are open to a different perspective. And what's important to understand is brilliant people, you know, people who are highly educated, people who know stuff, still are influenced by what they're told. And so the sad thing is if you listen to what the doctor says and you listen to what the doctor is offering as a solution, and that solution doesn't really seem like a true solution, it seems like a temporary solution, then my thought is that you're going to need a second opinion. And when you need a second opinion, I'm happy to give you a different perspective. I'm happy to return normal function to your body so that your body can go back to doing what it should be doing, not what it came to do. And it just depends upon a person being open enough and wanting to try something different.
I mean, you know, you talk about how people have, they're relying on the answers that they're getting, and answers they're getting from doctors. And that's what people kind of expect when they go in with a health concern. So, but more and more, we are seeing that doctors really don't have all the answers.
Well, they don't if they're looking in the wrong direction. If you're looking at the outcomes versus the source of a problem, the treatment will never solve the cause. Simply mask the symptoms. I cannot do that because that's not what my licensing allows me to do. So I actually have to look for the source and address the functioning of the person to restore normalcy and get them back to, you know, doing what they should be doing.
You know, it's interesting because now as I'm watching on, you know, public television and things like that, there are more and more there are doctors and other alternative practitioners that are on television and the internet, and they're advocating lifestyle changes and things that we've been talking about on this show for years. And these things really make a big impact on people's health.
Well, they always do. All health issues are self-inflicted, and it's due to the chronic poor lifestyle choices that we make. And we continue to make those choices because it offers us a certain level of comfort when when in reality it's creating long-term discomfort. It's just we don't see it at the time. And so, yeah, anybody can eat something that tastes good and be like, wow, this is great. But if you understand what your physiology does once you take that into your body, then you would think that, well, 20 years down the road, if I do this regularly, I'm going to have a major issue. And nobody takes the time to look at the long-term consequences of what they're doing, because they're looking for immediate gratification, because that's the society that we live in.
That's so true. And now, if you are interested in being healthy, and I'm sure that the listeners out there are, what do you ask your doctor to get the information you need?
Well, you ask one question, regardless of what they tell you. And that question is why? Why do I have these symptoms? Why is my body now doing this versus working normally? And what do we have to do to truly restore normal function, not mask with the medications until things get worse? Why do I have this issue? Why? What's the mechanism of action? And once you understand the mechanism, okay, now you get back in control of the situation. Mm-hmm. You're no longer the passenger on the bus going to whatever destination that they're bringing you to. Now you actually get to drive and you get to be in control. And ultimately, I'm pretty sure that that's what people want. They want to have the freedom to come and go and do the things that they want to do. That's what this country was founded on. And at the end of the day, we're having to advocate our health to the people who, quote, know, when in reality, they don't know.
They, not only do they not know, but they have a different agenda oftentimes, because if they're working for, with the pressures that they get from the insurance companies and the pharmaceutical companies, they may be making their decisions based on things that are part of that way of thinking.
Absolutely. So what's important for you as the patient is when the doctor tells you something, you want to get an answer to the question why. And when things aren't registering normal, you want to find a functional practitioner who does not prescribe medication and have a functional evaluation. And then you can figure out what's actually going on with you, rather than just simply reaching for the medication to shut parts of your body off and hinder normal function.
So what should you ask your doctor about the medication that's being prescribed?
Well, will this truly solve my problem, or will it just simply mask the effect?
Now, it is an uphill battle, because there's a tremendous amount of money driving what's happening in medicine, drugs, the insurance, as I said, and the incentives for the healthcare industry are just wild. Prescription medications are doubling and tripling their costs. People can't afford the medicines they're being told they need to take, and there is an alternative out there.
Exactly, and so people will need to begin to find a solution that does not create bigger problems, and it will require more effort on the patient's part versus passively popping pills to suppress what the body's trying to do to tell you that something is wrong. And it is an uphill battle for sure, and we need to change what it is that we're doing, and people need to get in the driver's seat, not simply be a passenger headed off to the slaughterhouse, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Now, do these drugs ever cure problems, or are they just treating symptoms?
Symptoms only, and I'm certain people were not born with a lack of the medications needed for normal functioning. What the pharmaceutical companies are doing is understanding physiology and developing chemical compounds that interfere with the normal mechanisms within the body. If you turn a circuit off with chemicals and all feels better, except that will always lead to consequences somewhere down the road, and we need to appreciate for ourselves, okay, what exactly is this doing? Is it truly fixing the problem? Is it a short-term solution, or is it truly a solution?
Mm-hmm. And sometimes those short-term solutions are necessary, aren't they?
Depends on the situation. When a person has neurogenic pain and has no capacity to focus on a solution because the pain is too great, then medication is definitely necessary until you can address the cause. Mm-hmm. But it shouldn't be offered as this is the only thing that you can do. I mean, I probably get about 20 phone calls a week of people who are looking for pain management. And when I ask them what they're currently doing, and they're like, well, I'm on the Oxycontins and I'm on the different opioids, and my doctor will no longer prescribe me that, or my doctor retired, or, you know, I get at least 20 different stories a week from these people because they're looking to have their prescription renewed. And that's not a solution, okay? That's a temporary fix that plugs the leak, but it doesn't fix the problem. And so I always refer them to a very interesting website that's called nrc.md. And it is a technique that I'm certified in to do, and it stops pain pretty quickly and works on roughly 85% of the people that we do it for. And so the people who are out there, I say, go to the website, watch as many videos as you want, read as many testimonials as you want. And if that's something that interests you, please call me back and we can evaluate you with that technique to see what it's doing. And guess what? Not one of them call back.
Nobody calls you back.
Not one, because they're just looking for the drugs.
The drugs are addictive. The drugs get people hooked.
Very much so. And the pharmaceutical industries and the people who prescribe them are making a huge sum of money. And that's why it's, quote, government regulated. But I'm pretty sure that if you can buy this stuff on the street corner, I'm pretty sure that it's not having the proper oversight.
It certainly isn't. And we're hearing a lot of problems relative to the drugs that are on the street. Well, this is a great conversation. We need to take a short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, thealternativehealthcarenetwork.com. When we get back, I have a number of other questions. I'd like to continue this conversation with you.
Absolutely. But please listen to this commercial from our generous sponsors. You're listening to thealternativehealthcarenetwork.com.
You are listening to The Alternative Healthcare Network.
This is Doc Rick from When Your Health Matters radio show. We want pain sufferers. If you suffer with chronic pain, there is a new groundbreaking technique that can end your pain. Call 845-561-2225 and sign up for your free test. The test may change your life and end your chronic pain. Please call 845-561-2225 and schedule your free test to end your pain. That's 845-561-2225 and reclaim your joy of life. Sponsored in part by the Foundation for Wellness Professionals, a nonprofit organization.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. And today we're talking about what you need to consider when you go to your medical doctor and what's being offered.
Well, so often when you go to see your doctor, you're finding yourself in some immune compromised condition where the immune system isn't functioning properly. You're not fighting off that cold or flu. And optimally, we're not functioning, most of us, because of diet, pollution, stress. What should we do if we're trying to rebuild our strength?
Make better choices. Stop what is killing you and start doing things that are promoting life. Eat quality food. Drink quality water. Exercise. Breathe fresh air. Get proper amounts of sleep. Unplug from the internet. Turn off your phone. Better yet, throw your phone out and go get a little flip phone and just stop all the stress that keeps us locked into some sort of stressful reaction that ultimately causes us to, destroy our bodies.
So stress is one of the big problems that people have in terms of being able to maintain their health.
Absolutely.
And what does that affect? I mean, how does stress affect your health? You would think, we talk a lot about diet, we talk about pollution, we talk about some of these environmental things, but I don't think we've spent as much time talking about the issue of stress on people's health.
Well, all of those things cause the body to react to the stressors, whether they're physical stress, chemical stress, mental stress, emotional stress, thermal stress, financial stress, relationship stress, whatever kind of stress it is, it causes the body to react. Mm-hmm. It reacts to the stress. If the stress continues to be overwhelming and continues to last for a long time, then what ends up happening is you deplete your body's ability to handle that stress. And when the system that helps you manage your stress, your adrenal system, becomes depleted, then everything that helps feed off of that system becomes compromised. And then you start to develop other organ and other glandular failures and stress. And over time, that's going to lead to dis-ease and ultimately death.
When you feel those things, I mean, one of the things that's, interesting about your approach to healthcare is that you look at trying to address some of these health concerns that people have prior to them becoming full-blown diseases or conditions where they're, even before there are real symptoms. I mean, so often you can go to your physician and say, well, I just have this vague feeling of malaise, or I'm not quite feeling myself. And the doctor oftentimes will say, well, we'll just keep our eye on it. And if the condition worsens, come back and we'll look at what's happening and we'll do some tests. And does that actually get you to where you want to go in terms of your health, or can you address the issues sooner?
Oh, absolutely. I help people address those issues significantly sooner. See, what we need to appreciate as a listener is that you have to lose greater than 60% of normal functioning in order to have a symptom. And so if you haven't lost greater than 60% of normal functioning, then when they do their tests to validate that you have a concern, you don't qualify for care. So there's no point in offering you care because there's nothing that they can get paid for. So at the end of the day, you need to take control of your own health and you need to manage what's going on so that you don't get to the point of qualifying for medical intervention, because once you qualify for medical intervention, there's a good chance that you're not coming back.
Mm-hmm. You're pretty far down the road at that point.
You're functioning at less than 40% of what you should be functioning at, and they will manage your symptoms and keep you at that level, but they won't ever let you come fully back and recover, because they're not offering care that's going to allow you to fully recover. That's your responsibility, not your insurance companies, not your doctors, not some sort of third party, but it's only the individual's responsibility.
And one of the things that you end up having is if you're taking any kind of medication, there are side effects associated with the medication. So now you have a second set of circumstances that have arisen because you're getting treated for the original condition you went to the doctor for.
Right. And what we need to appreciate, it's interesting, I asked this question to a patient the other day. I said, do you know what a side effect is? And they're like, yes, the last 45 seconds of the television commercial. I was like, that's very true. It is the last 45 seconds. But what's important to appreciate, a side effect is your body's way of telling you that something's wrong. And if you mask that, if you cover that up, if you turn that warning system off, you're not helping the situation. You're actually making the problem worse. And so if you give yourself a medication that shuts off the original symptom and you get what's known as a side effect, that's your body's way of saying, this is not a solution to our problem. Please don't do that, because I'll have to get louder. And so, you know, you go back to your doctor and you say, I'm having these side effects, and they'll say one of two things. Oh, that's normal for taking this medication. Or, well, let's give you a second medication, and now you're at least two steps removed from what your original problem was, and you may never get a solution to your problem with that kind of treatment.
Mm-hmm. Now, sometimes a patient may come to the doctor and there's a situation that has gone on for long enough that they need to have surgery, or that they've had surgery, and then they come back and they look for something to help them recover from that. Now, can you talk a little bit about the alternative approach to those kind of solutions, and what you do if somebody's come to you that's had surgery and, you know, may have had a gallbladder removed? You help people like that?
Oh, I absolutely do. I have lots of patients who have come to me after surgical intervention, and they're asking me to help them get their life back because their doctor has essentially said, well, we did the surgery. There's nothing more that we can do. You're going to just have to learn to live with it. And that's a very crappy situation to have to deal with. And so I always try to help people out before they get to the point of surgical intervention. But if the people that come to me after surgical intervention, if they've had an organ removed, like a gallbladder, or if they've had their stomach stapled, or if they've had pieces of their intestines removed, or if they've had some sort of stent put in, or something related to a vital organ that keeps their body functioning, we work to reestablish proper communication and make sure that the body has all the necessary building blocks as far as the fuel and the repair products, etc., in order for the body to recover. And we maintain how the body is supposed to function to the highest degree possible. Some people aren't able to get back to 100%, but that doesn't mean that they can't be functioning to their highest degree possible without suffering a life of pain and needing medication.
Oh, that's a really great offer. And, you know, it's something that I think people really need to take to heart when they're looking at taking care of their health and what they can do to provide themselves a better outcome, even if they've had surgery, even if they had to go through some of the things that we're talking about here today. We need to take another short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the Alternative Healthcare Network.com. When we get back, I have a number of other questions I want to ask about your approach to medicine and how that works.
Absolutely. But please listen to this commercial from our generous sponsor. You're listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Are you being prepared for a life-altering medical procedure? Are you facing a lifetime of daily medication? There are other options. Get an alternative healthcare second opinion. Too often people don't seek alternatives until after surgery permanently changes them, or until after medications trigger worrisome side effects. You may end up with countless concerns likely to last a lifetime. Don't delay getting an alternative healthcare second opinion. If you know your options, you might make a different, informed decision. Remember, you can still have the options for surgery or medication. Take the time to meet before having life-altering surgery or taking symptom-masking medications. Learn what you can do for your health naturally. And if you've already had a procedure or are taking daily medication, come find out what natural support you can do to restore your health. If you'd like an alternative healthcare second opinion, call 845-561-2225. Your current and future health depend on you. Call 845-561-BACK before committing your life to surgery or medication. Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, serving all your healthcare needs naturally.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
We are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. And today we're talking about what can sometimes happen when you go to your doctor for care.
And, you know, one of the things you mentioned in the last segment was the communication, getting the proper communication happening to the body. And I wanted to find out a little bit more about that, because that seems to be really one of the core things that you do in your practice in helping people restore their health.
Well, realistically, it's not just about health, it's about everything in life. We need to have proper communication. If you try to call somebody on your cell phone and you have crappy coverage, then the message may not get through, the call may be dropped, the ability to hear what you have to say may break up, and when there's that kind of poor communication, nobody wins. Well, the same thing happens in the body, and when your brain and your body can't communicate adequately, when they've lost greater than 60% of normal functional communication between the brain and the body, wherever in the body that happens to be, that part of the body is going to have major problems and develop full-blown symptoms and full-blown disease. And whether it's the nerves that go to your heart, whether it's the nerves that go to your intestines, whether it's the nerves that go to your lungs, whatever the case is, if there's interference within that functional communication, then you're going to have abnormal function. And it's when you've had abnormal function for a long enough period of time that ultimately you find yourself in a medical doctor's office.
So now that you're talking about the nerves, so is that kind of what chiropractic care is about, or is there something more?
Chiropractic care was founded on the premise of a condition known as a subluxation, which is a minor misalignment of a segment of the spine or a vertebrae, causing an irritation to a nerve with a loss of normal function. The second definition is it's an interruption of communication from the brain to any cell, tissue, and organ in the body. When you have those kinds of things going on, chiropractic is the number one way to relieve that by getting an adjustment to get the pressure off the nerves to allow the communication to be restored.
It's kind of like squeezing the hose. If the nerve has pressure, the water can't flow through, so
right.
The message can't communicate.
It's kind of like if you blow a circuit in your house.
Mm-hmm.
You don't cover up the outlet and not use it anymore, or break into the wall to figure out why the circuit failed. No, you go to the fuse box and reset the circuit. Well, that's essentially what chiropractic is. It's resetting your circuits so that your body can go back to doing what it should be doing.
And that sounds like something that, I mean, obviously it's not using judge. That's a manual manipulation that you do.
It is a manual manipulation, and sometimes other practitioners don't use the manual manipulation. They use some sort of electronic device. I mean, we have one in my office, but I use it minimally. I only use it on the people who don't want to hear the result of the adjustive force that's used. They don't want to hear the outcome of the adjustment, and so we use that when we need to. But at the end of the day, chiropractic means to heal by hand.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure that's what Jesus used to do, and I'm not equating myself with Jesus, but I'm doing my best to do Jesus's work, to put my hands on people and get them well.
Well, that's really a brilliant thing to do, and a brilliant way to approach healthcare. And, you know, I certainly appreciate it. You know, I've been going and seeing you and visiting you and as one of your practice people for many years now. And I know the results that I receive from you. So this is something that people can take advantage of. And you're not the only practitioner out there. But one of the things that you do offer to people that are interested in this type of alternative care or any other type of alternative care is to help them get the information, the education that they need. You do that on your website. It's something that you make yourself available if you want to call you or email you. So I'd like to give you the opportunity to let people know what are the best ways to reach you for the answers to their questions.
The most direct way is to just call the office. Our phone number is area code 845-561-2225 or 561-BACK. Or you can email me directly at docrick, that's D-O-C-R-I-C-K, at spineboy.com. So docrick at spineboy.com or 561-BACK. Either way, get a hold of me, come to a free class on a Tuesday evening, whatever it takes, get the information, get the understanding that you need to restore your health and take your life back. And it's my pleasure to do that.
And I invite anybody out there listening that has a health condition or is just looking at trying to learn more about their health to take advantage of one of these ways, either to go to your website, give you a call, send you an email, or if you live in the Hudson Valley, attend a free healthcare class on a Tuesday evening. It's not something that you're charging for. It's something that people can come and take advantage of, learn something, and see if this is something they want to explore further.
Absolutely. So I want to say thank you very much, Mark, for putting this together. I appreciate you, the listener, for tuning in. I want to thank you for being with us. Tune back in next week. Same health time, same health station. This is Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Alternative Medicine Center saying, I look forward to supporting you when your health matters.